This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on the 5th of February and counting will take place on the 8th of next month. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for the election to the 70 members for the Delhi Legislative Assembly. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the notification will be issued on the 10th of this month. The Chief Election Commissioner denied the allegations of EVM tampering, increased voter turnout after 5 p.m. and a slow counting process. He reiterated that EVMs are foolproof devices and it is impossible to change voter turnout data. He stressed that India is the gold standard of elections. The term of the current assembly will end on the 23rd of next month. BJP President and Union Health Minister JP Nadda today welcomed the Election Commission's announcement of the Delhi Assembly elections, saying that elections are the biggest festival of democracy. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said the elections are a medium to keep the country and the state advancing on the path of development and good governance. He also urged the people of Delhi to choose a government that focuses on improving the standard of living, combating corruption, reducing pollution and providing quality services to make everyday life easier. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 prioritise India's commitment to citizen-centric governance. Responding to the post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Mr. Modi said the rules aim to safeguard personal data while driving growth and inclusivity. The draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules have been issued by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. The draft rules are a testament to India's commitment to ensuring the protection of digital personal data of citizens while securing innovation-driven and inclusive growth. The death toll in the earthquake that struck the Nepal-Tibet border region has reached 95. Chinese official media reported that 130 people were also injured after a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake in the region this morning. The epicenter was located at a depth of 10 kilometers in Xizang, Tibet, autonomous region near the Nepal border. The fatalities were concentrated in the city of Xizang, with many injuries and structural damage also reported. In Tonglai village, Changsur township of Dingri, several houses have reportedly collapsed. Two aftershocks followed the initial quake. The earthquake also sent tremors across northern India, affecting areas such as Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim. No casualties or property damage have been reported in the country so far. India and Malaysia have agreed to deepen cooperation in counter-terrorism and de-radicalization, cyber security, defense industry and maritime security. During the India-Malaysia security dialogue in New Delhi today, both countries explored ways to enhance cooperation in critical minerals and rare earths. The first India-Malaysia security dialogue was co-chaired by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Director General of the National Security Council of Malaysia, Raja Dato Nusirwan bin Zainal Abidin. Home Minister Amit Shah launched the BharatPol portal developed by the Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The BharatPol portal is aimed at streamlining the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other colour-coded Interpol notices. Speaking on the occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said BharatPol will take the international investigation into a new era. He said now the investigating agencies will be able to connect with Interpol to get the required information. The Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry today said over 10 crore 30 lakh connections have been provided under the PM Ujjwala Yojana. In the data released in its year-end review 2024, the ministry mentioned that the number of LPG connections have increased from 14.52 crores to around 32.83 crores since April 2014, showcasing a growth of over 100%. And with that, we end this news bulletin.